Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on forbearance, composure and softness. We explained before that this quality of a person being tolerant, things that he doesn't like that are happening, so on that he makes sabr. He makes sabr some things that he doesn't like. For example, somebody came and parked in front of him and he wanted to go out. And instead of him losing his cool and start screaming, he is composed. This was not something he liked, but he made sabr for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing was a person that he deliberates, he thinks before he makes any decision. And the third is where a person, he demonstrates softness, kindness, leniency with the fellow believers. So under this today we're doing a hadith. And Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat, مَا خُيِّرَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بَيْنَ أَمْرَيْنِ قَطُّ إِلَّا أَخَذَ أَيْسَرَهُمَا مَا لَمْ يَكُنْ إِثْمًا فَإِنْ كَانَ إِثْمًا كَانَ أَبْعَدَ النَّاسِ مِنْهُ وَمَنْ تَقَمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِنَفْسِهِ فِي شَيْءٍ قَطُّ إِلَّا أَنْ تُنْتَهَكَ حُرْمَةُ اللَّهِ فَيَنْتَقِمَ لِلَّهِ تَعَالَى مُتَّفَقٌ عَلَيْهِ. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala narrates that whenever Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a choice between two matters, he chose the easier of the two so long as it did not constitute a sin. And if it was a sin, then he was the furthest of people from it. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, if something was a sin, he was the furthest, he went away the furthest from it. He didn't even stay close to it. Then she goes on to say that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam never took revenge for himself in any matter. But if the sanctity of Allah Ta'ala was violated, he took revenge for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. This last point, very important, that when it came for the, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when it came to him getting angry, it was never because somebody did something personally to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was for the sake of deen. For the sake of deen, for a person to get upset, this is actually a good thing. It shows that a man has got love for deen. If a person is seeing things around him going against Islam, people are misbehaving, they're not behaving in the way a Muslim should behave, and this is getting him upset, this is actually a sign of iman. Because of iman in the heart of a person, this is spurring him up. But if somebody does something to him personally and he loses himself, that is a weak point in a man, that he's taking personal revenge. This was the akhlaq and the beautiful style of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It also shows us how close the deen was to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that for the sake of deen, even though in his own tabiat there wasn't this revenge, but for the sake of deen, he would be very, very careful to protect deen. Allah Ta'ala give us that tawfiq and that quality also to look after deen in its pristine form. Just a little bit of explanation under this hadith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not given a choice between two matters, except that he chose the easier of the two, so long as it does not constitute a sin. Now here in deen we got two things. One is known as azimat and one is known as rukhsat. Azimat is the original form of an ibadat, what a person is supposed to do. For example, when we are here staying in our place, we are not on a journey going somewhere on a long distance, then four rakats of salat is what we have to do. Like that, if a person is musafir, now he doesn't have to make qurbani. Qurbani also is maaf for him. So now this is known as, initially when he's at home, this is azimat. And when he's traveling now to read two rakats of salat, now that is rukhsat. And like that, when a person is traveling and he doesn't now have to make qurbani, he takes it as rukhsat. There is permissibility for him not to do that. So one is azimat and one is rukhsat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in one hadith it is mentioned, like how he likes azimat, that a person when he's supposed to do the original action, like how he does it, Allah Ta'ala likes it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also likes when there is opportunity or when there is a situation where he has to practice on rukhsat, on that, and that small leniency that Allah Ta'ala has given from him side, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes that the banda takes that leniency also. So what is meant by this is a person now he demonstrates and he shows to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I am in need. I'm not acting like I'm too brave and I'm too good. When you are giving me that leniency, I'm taking that leniency. Therefore, in our mazhab also, when a person is on safar, he can't even choose to read four rakats. If he is a musafir, he can't even choose to read four rakats of Zuhur Salat or four rakats of Isha Salat. He has to read two rakats unless he's following a local imam, and that imam now is reading four rakats. Then it's no problem. But if a person is on travel, then he has to take that leniency that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given him. So anyway, some examples that ulama give is that a person, it's raining, it's cold, a person can go out and walk in the rain with just a normal kurta, no jacket, no scarf or no shawl or no raincoat, and he can do that. But this is not what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes. Allah ta'ala likes when a person shows that he is weak in the sight of Allah, in front of Allah ta'ala. He's got a jacket, that is the easier thing for him to do. It is the easier option to wear a jacket, to keep himself warm, to put socks nicely, and then to come out. So then this is the easier of the two. There's no guna, there's no sin in it. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam practically showed us this, that where there's two options, and there's no guna in it, there's no sin, take the easier option. It is a cold day, and there's hot water available. Now a person wants to show how strong he is, how brave he is, and start making wuzu in the cold water. Allah Ta'ala does not like this. Allah Ta'ala likes we show our weakness. That Allah, we are weak. You have given us this cold water, this warm water, so we are using that warm water. Not to say that the person will waste, but at the same time, showing his weakness in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how nice our deen is, how beautiful our deen is. That when Allah Ta'ala has given us choice, Allah Ta'ala has given us that little bit of luxury, then that also we use, so long as we don't go into israf, into wastage, that also we use, and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was from the Mubarak akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When there was two choices and there was an easier choice, Nabi Sallam didn't deliberately show how strong he was. He showed, taught us that a Muslim should show in the sight of Allah his weakness and make shukr for the ni'mat that Allah ta'ala had given him, and that option of ease that Allah ta'ala had given him in a certain manner or a certain way or certain objective that he wished to carry out. Allah ta'ala also give us the tawfiq of bringing this beautiful practical aspects of deen in our life. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil